Hey everybody, this is the Canadian Viking 88, and I really haven't done one of these rambles before, so thought I'd do something a little different and record myself playing one of my favorite Sega Genesis games of all time, Sonic 3. I'm not actually using an authentic Genesis, I'm actually using my Genesis Mini, which I have modded. So, yeah, let's get started. Heading down to Ice Cap Zone. Really love the music to this one. And you start off snowboarding. Actually, did you know that the composer of this track, Bobby Brooks, actually took the tune from an unreleased demo that he did back in the 80s with his group called The Jetsons. And reused it for this. Games mean a lot to me, you know? And ever since my dad got me that Genesis for the Christmas of 95, I've just been hooked. And, you know, I don't know. It's just, whoops, should probably go back here. There we go. And for a while, I wanted to pursue game development as a hobby. Or, well, no, not as a hobby, as a career. And for a while there, yeah, I was. I was in college. I was taking courses in video game design, video game animation. Yes, Extra Life. But there were a myriad of reasons why I stopped. First, I was disheartened by how competitive the industry is, and I don't know, I'm just not that kind of person. It also didn't help that my instructor was a total jackass who didn't know half of what he was talking about and was a very poor instructor altogether. He would ramble for lectures and expected us to understand. He was a total prick. So I figured, you know, living through all this BS that I'm paying for, it's just not worth it. And, crap, I can never make this jump. And so, that's when I decided to go back to my roots and do some theater for a little bit, starting with some puppet theater that I was invited to perform in by an old friend of mine, who's a rather well-known local musician. And despite all of that, I still find game design fascinating, even with all of the terrible lessons with everything that I went through and all of my other classmates went through. Minibus time. Out of the first graduating class, of 20 students, only two got accepted into the industry by a local game company. So it looks like I was kind of right to not pursue that. And still, I find it fascinating, and I honestly don't know where I'm going with this, but extra rings. And, well, I guess that's why I'm choosing to pursue it as a hobby now instead of a career, doing game development independently. It helps that I've got some good friends who are programmers who have offered to lend their assistance. And as an artist, I can easily make my own assets, both visual and audio. But yeah, I can draw and I can voice act. Woohoo! That was just me adjusting a little bit. And it's something that I've been doing for so long now that, you know, it just makes sense. I don't know if what I'm saying makes sense, mind you, but I'm not making a lot of sense myself, but it's not just video games, mind you. It's also tabletop games, role-playing games, board games, card games, you name it, I have ideas. And someday, when the time's right, I may just unleash some of my ideas onto the world. Of course, you won't know it's me because I'd be using my real name. And I wouldn't be able to mention any of it under this handle. But, yeah. Whoa, that was close. Alright, bring it on, Eggman. Yep, going supersonic for this. There we go. Sonic got through Act 2. Always love playing through Ice Cap Zone. It's a favorite of mine. The music is so relaxing, and now we're on to Launch Base, which was the final level of Sonic 3 on its own, but when it was hooked up with Sonic and Knuckles, it's actually the halfway point between... Whoops. There we go. It's actually the halfway point between both games. It does provide some finality to Sonic 3 on its own. I mean, it ends on a perfect point from a narrative perspective. And if you don't pick up Sonic and Knuckles, yeah. But I did, of course. And I honestly, so much of the fan base agrees that of the classic 2D games, Sonic 3 and Sonic and Knuckles, and the combined games, Sonic 3 and Knuckles, it's the best of the 2D platformers. The Sonic platformers, I mean. And just going from that, I've always been a Sega kid. And I have nothing against Nintendo. In fact, I have a lot of respect for Nintendo for pulling the North American video game industry out of its horrendous crash. Though I don't really like their practices back then, and even a little bit today. But still, I have to give work. I have to give credit where credit's due. And I mean, it paved the way. The NES paved the way for other companies to just push the boundaries. And in a sense, yeah, that's what happened. You had companies like Sega and NEC come along with the Master System and the TurboGrafx-16 or PC Engine, if you're outside of Japan. Or, no, PC Engine if you're from Japan, TurboGrafx everywhere else. And, well, from these humble origins, the industry's become something so big and so... Ah, damn it. I always miss that one. And after playing this for like 20 years. Anyway, where was I? Ah, right. The industry has grown to such a remarkable... That there's been so much growth in it that it has long since overtaken Hollywood as the most profitable industry in the world. And, you know, I guess part of me wanted some of that money, but no, I just... Greed just ain't my creed. Ah! Sorry if I go a little quiet during boss fights. Ah. Anyway, there we go. My father and I, when he was recovering from his broken leg, we'd actually play on the Genesis and play these two-player games like Sonic 2, Sonic 3, Gunstar Heroes, personal favorite of mine. And we bonded over the gaming experience. I remember playing my first role-playing game and him just on the sidelines just offering me suggestions like, okay, maybe you should save up your gold to get like a sword instead of just dual-wielding knives. You can do more damage that way. And stuff like that, just giving me suggestions on where to pick up a lead. I guess that's where my love of role-playing games, both tabletop and video, sparked. Yeah. Oh, by the way, to those who aren't in the know, Michael Jackson composed a good portion of the soundtrack for Sonic 3, but this was around the time when the first round of allegations came up against him, and there are multiple accounts as to why he's not credited, first one being Sega wanting to distance themselves, second one was Michael wasn't happy with the sound capabilities of the Genesis and stepped back. But in some of the tracks, you can hear his influence, like the mini-boss battle, or Knuckles' theme from Sonic 3. And it's a shame that a good portion of those tracks were replaced by Howard Drossen's compositions when Sonic & Knuckles was released, because when you lock on Sonic 3 to Sonic & Knuckles, about 4 or 5 tracks are replaced from their Sonic & Knuckles counterparts. Ah! Crap. Goddamn frog. Failed. My apologies to any French people who were listening. Yeah, this track in particular, Launch Base, you can hear some of Michael Jackson's, his handiwork in it, shall we say. And I'll actually put a link in the post so you can, a couple of links actually, so you can hear the original tracks. Okay, here we go, Eggman again. Eggmobile. Sonic flying the Eggmobile. Only to be encountered by Knuckles. He punches it, starts laughing, and then is thrown off of a pillar as the Death Egg launches. That little animation always made me chuckle as a kid. And, you know, it's amazing the depths of storytelling you can do with such limited resources. And I applaud game developers from back in the day who've had to work on ROM cartridges and that could only carry up to like 2 megabytes worth of data. We've really come a long way. Alright. Flying up to bring down Big Arm. This was the final boss of Sonic 3, but in a regular locked on Sonic 3 and Sonic & Knuckles, this doesn't happen. What I'm playing is Sonic 3 Complete, which is actually a ROM hack that... It's basically a hack that recombines the two games into what it was originally supposed to be, a single game of epic proportions. There we go. Sonic got through Act 2. And this egg is now on fire. You can see it in the background slowly descending back to Angel Island. Barking. and it crashes into the lava reef zone. Whoa, this has been going on for 20 minutes. I think I'm going to stop here. I've gotten what I wanted to get off of my chest.